Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast I'm going to talk to you about some things I've noticed about Desktop Reader's 16-bit application support, and how to modify its configuration files so you can change what speech engine it uses. First, I'd like to mention that I fixed a bug in the installer where the folder where MDR is installed will not be deleted after it's uninstalled, like the files are deleted, but the folder MDR is not deleted. I fixed that bug. I also added TrueVoice to the installer, so you have an alternative speech engine. So, and the installer is now about 6 megabytes, and those are the only two speech engines I'll be including. So,
Windows 98.
I need Windows 98 startup here, and I'll show you its 16-bit app support and what it's led me to discover about the screen reader on modern operating systems. Start a new programs, IBM. Enter. Okay. Whatever. Wait. I'm gonna have to type the path manually anyway.
MDR initializing page tab.
That was weird. I think it's because the TrueVoice start menu thing was also there to see if any open any apps.
List. Create page list.
Ready to page. Okay. Let's start a 16-bit app, which is the program manager that came with Windows 9X as an example. Let me load that.
Run hyphen R O H M program run hyphen name of a program. Okay, open. R-O-G-M-A-N list.
And now I'm like in this window, right? I'm trying to navigate, not reading. I press now
list.
I press Windows M to go back to the desktop.
Start list.
Now tab. I'm now in this inaccessible window. I think I know what it's doing. On Windows 9X, it's using pure 16-bit Windows environment in the Win32, with like 16-bit window metrics and everything. The screen reader cannot handle that, apparently. I'm going to close this.
List. Great list.
Okay, that's closed. Now, this is what this has led me to discover. I'm going to go back to my host. I'll show you some.
Windows 98 VMware Workstation 12 Player non-commercial use old Cortana with Win start settings. Microsoft Edge. Microsoft.
Oh, wait.
Windows 98.
Do you
program MI Intel or Google Chrome 7 zip Windows 98 run dial C local item TTUTIP item man MDR setup.
Now, let me start the reader.
Start window. Change map. Monument. Search the.
Well, I'm just.
Run dot seek. Text. Log P. Program files. Item M. Embrola 2. MDR. I put classic. MDR checked for a bait.
Now. It's our the reader.
Header. Windows 90 desktop list.
Not reading any of this.
Shortcut start button. Desk to pass run notification desktop list.
Now,
run dialog type C.
Let me start.
Item S. Happy boy. Item new list. Anna not checked, not selected. One of True Boy, True Voice TTS app checked 68 of 72.
Filed. SAPI 5 app about push button.
Yeah, it's. Actually reading the app.
Options open. Options. 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 Edit 0.
If I tab out, it's not reading anything because it's 64-bit environment.
System. Windows 98 VMware workstation. Cortana with unknown menu and unknown. Windows.
So the Windows 98 led me to discover that this screen reader is a pure 32-bit Windows screen reader. Well, pure 32-bit, like, window metrics, I guess, because that was using the NVDA, well, yeah, it's pure 32-bit Windows screen reader. Using the 32-bit window metrics, but NVDA supports 64-bit window metrics as well as 16-bit window metrics. Well, a lot of screen readers do, actually, but this screen reader is specifically with 32-bit Windows or 32-bit window metrics screen reader.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to pause this recording. Well, actually, I'm going to show you the configuration files first.
My document, my computer. C. Program files. MDR.
Now, the one you need to worry about is...
MDR. Messages.tbl.
Messages.tbl.
Open with click the program you want to choose the Dropbox file view. Notepad.
Notepad. And these are like standard text files with a TLB extension.
Symbol. Classes. Symbol.
Let's see.
Edit lang lang equals NUUP lang equal UPP LO double blank text to speech.
This is the section.
ENVINE equals quote VIAVO out loud. UFUD quote DUOLTU cap O spit E O cap V A cap V cap T R U V O V cap V Ops E file sub save press S.
Save.
Menu with program through the sub pib sub menu unload menu and dial.
I unloaded it. Now
edit lang lang equals mu uppercase equals a b c d e f g.
So that's true voice. I just changed the speech engine button. Oops, I think I dropped. Oops, I somehow dropped the recorder. I don't know how that happened. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, the speech engine. Yeah. I just switched it to true voice. Ugh, I'm getting over a cold, apparently.
Engine equals true voice.
Yeah, let's switch to language.
And blank.
Wait.
Language. And language. And E equal what E and E.
Now it's two-letter language code, so like EN is English, FR is French, D is German, IT Italian, and ES is Spanish.
FR.
Same to French.
Files with menu press F. Open. Save press S. Menu pop up. With program submenu press B. True voice submenu. IBM. Men. Unload menu and dialog. Reader press U.
Now this is me. So we can now use it like this for the rest of this. Well, I'm going to shut that VM down anyway.
Check it.
And I'll press enter to shut it down.
Windows 98 Audacity.
Now I'm going to pause the recording and I'll unpause it once I get Windows NT up and running.
Audacity panel track view P.
Okay, I'm back. And I installed the Willowpond software on NT4 just to show you how it supports 16-bit apps. And, okay, I'm going to Alt-Tab into the VM.
Windows M pane. Start list. My computer.
Oh, in the start menu, just like in the newer one.
Menu. Document. Quest.
The doesn't
program menu. Press P. My computer list item.
My brother downstairs being annoying.
List. C. List. Boot.ini. Audio.
Audio.
List. /wp_tts list.
It's load note talk or something.
Notetalk.exe.
And now I'll tap. Let's see, I'll press alt. I don't know what it's doing. Just press enter.
Notetalk.exe list item.
Jake.
What, Ryan?
Who are you talking to?
Windows app Audacity.
Hold on, track P. Okay, I'm back. My brother was just being annoying. Anyway,
Window back.
So that application error thing sometimes appears. Well, wait. Where was I?
Notetalk.exe. Edit lag.
Oh, it works this time. Let me just show you.
Notetalk.exe list item. Notetalker untitled. Edit lag.
Oh.
Notetalk.exe list item. Notetalk.exe list item. Edit lag.
Yeah, it just sometimes it doesn't want to like load or something. You can just use application errors and stuff. It's weird. Anyway.
File submenu.
Nothing. File submenu. Didn't say alt F.
Edit options sub embedding.
Let's go to embedding.
Embedding options caption. Edit lag.
Now.
Picture \\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
control type.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Cancel.
Okay, cancel. Those are buttons. Not reading the control type. But why is Windows NT... You're probably wondering, why is Windows NT reading these as Windows 9X didn't? Windows NT for 16-bit apps uses a 32-bit window metric. So it's using like the 16-bit kernel emulation, but with a 32-bit window metric. So that's why the 32-bit screen reader is reading it. As on Windows 9X, it couldn't read the 16-bit window metrics. And as on Windows 10 and possibly other 64-bit versions of Windows, it could only read the 32-bit window metrics, as like the Windows desktop is a 64-bit. Isn't a 64-bit window metrics. So, anyway. Just having fun with a little keychain thing on my desk. I don't know why, but anyway. That's pretty much it.
Note.exe list item. My computer list item.
And, that's...
Windows
for this podcast, so I'll see you guys next recording. Bye.